Well, that's my responsibility to say welcome to you. So, welcome. And if you're visiting us for the first time, or especially because it's Mum's Day, very specially glad to see you. We hope that you'll enjoy in our worship. I'm sure it's going to get noisier as the children get involved, but that's fantastic. But let me just remind you that following our worship this morning, there is tea and coffee will be served in the community hall through the double doors. Open air depends on a number of things. One is the weather. My app says it's going to be sunshining at 11 o'clock, but it never actually tells the truth, that app. But we will, if the weather's fine, and then I'll have to rely upon the musicians in the band to see if we've got a balance of those that are available to go. So there's a lot around it, but I'll let you know before the end of the meeting if we are going to continue with the open air. At 5 o'clock tonight, the Lent course continues here, and each week the same, a few extras from other churches come. It's quite a nice group, discussion group, so you're invited along there tonight at 5 o'clock. Wednesday at 1:30, friends together meet once again. On Thursday, 1 o'clock, it's the Bible study group meeting here in this hall. And also on Thursday at 5 o'clock is the Explorers. And then Friday at 10 o'clock, we welcome again the Memory Lane group into our community hall. It's good to have them join in with us. So that's just a few things that are happening this week. And now I'll hand over to Magus to lead us in our worship.
Good morning. Good to welcome you to worship this morning. You ought to give yourselves all a clap that you're here, even though the clocks have changed. There we are. Brilliant. It is lovely to see you here this morning, and I want to start with a call to worship, and it says this: we've come to worship God, who loved us before we were yet born, who knows us even better than we know ourselves, whose presence never, never leaves us, and whose love for us never ceases. This is our God, so let's worship together. And our opening song this morning, the band have already played the tune. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day, day I will never forget. After I'd wandered in darkness away, Jesus, my Saviour, I met. Oh, what a tender, compassionate friend. He met the needs of my heart, shadows dispelling. With joy I am telling, he made all the darkness depart. Shall we rise and we'll sing the song straight through, please? Thank you very much.
Thank you. sit down. I wonder if I could ask you to do something. Your fortune, I'm going to say, since we arrived with COVID, I've not been able to do what I would normally do. I'd normally get people on a regular basis to shake the person's hand in front and behind and say hello. So I'm not going to ask you to shake the hand. You might be a bit uncertain because of COVID. But to the person in front and behind, just turn around and say, good morning, it's good to see you this morning. If you don't know them, ask their name. God bless you. You're pleased to be seated, if I may. I make no apologies that we're focusing upon the family this morning. We recognise that it's Mother's Day, but in its history, it's actually all about people making the journey back to their mother church. When young ladies and gentlemen went into service, they often left home and lived in the big house, and they were allowed to go to church on a Sunday evening. That's why traditionally in this country we used to have two services. Those who had money went to church on a Sunday morning. And those who were servants, after they'd presented the lunch, they had the rest of the day off. So they'd either go home if they were close enough, or they'd go to the evening service. Hence, two services. And it is good today to recognise that actually things are changing. After maybe 150 years, we're beginning to see there needs to be a balance between giving honour and sitting in God's presence together, but also giving time to the family. Being with loved ones, making time just to share in life. And actually on this Mothering Sunday, the very first thing I'd like us to do, I recognise that down the years I've learnt that being part of family means lots of different things for different people. My very first appointment, I had a lady who had worked for Dr. Bernardo's, as it was known, and she'd been a house mother for nigh on 40 years of her working life. She didn't have any children. She'd never given birth, but she'd been a mother and had lots of young people go through her caring ministry. Some of us this morning won't have our mothers with us, or they live so far away that we won't get the opportunity to go and give a card and a bunch of flowers and a peck on the cheek. Some of our mums have gone to heaven. And on this day, whatever our emotions relating to this day are, I want us just to sit comfortably with that, allow those emotions just to settle, recognize what they are, what they mean to you. Some of us may have never had a good experience at home, and so Mother's Day can be painful, and we need to recognize that too. But during these next few moments, there's going to be the lovely John Rutter's song played for us. And what I'm inviting you to do, at the front here, there's a vase, and in front there are some daffodils. I'd like this vase this morning to become a memory vase. So if you're not going to see your mum today, you're invited during the playing of this next piece of music to come and take a daffodil and to place it in the vase. Or if your mum is in heaven, to do that. Or whoever cared for you, aunt, uncle, grandparents, a neighbour, an auntie. Family is important. Whatever shape that family is, let's value the relationships we have, both with our earthly family and with our church family. So I invite you to listen, and if you feel it's appropriate to come and to place a daffodil in the vase, then come as you feel led this morning. Thank you. Let's share a prayer, shall we? Father God, we want to thank you for this new day, for the opportunity we have to give thanks to the woman who gave birth to us, who nurtures us, for the people within our lives who have been there, shared our pain, have encouraged us to grow and to develop, and have nurtured and helped us on our way. And on this Mothering Sunday, Father God, we would pray, Father, for all families everywhere. Without passing judgment, Father God, we pray for grace and wisdom to be given to the adults who are nurturing and bringing up the next generation. Help us, Father God, to recognize that we all have a part to play in being there to support and to encourage. And we pray, Father God, this morning, that as we gather here, we recognize that there are many members of our church family who cannot be with us due to illness. And we ask, Father God, just now, that you might be with them wherever they are. Allow them to know that we are praying for their healing and restoration of health. There are those, Father God, who are going through difficult and testing times. And we ask you, Father God, to give us wisdom as to how we can best support and encourage to engage without passing any form of their criticism. And we ask, Father God, that through as we move through this act of worship, our worship will glorify you, but too, at the end of the morning, we might go home saying it has been worthwhile to have met together with brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. We ask this to your honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Our Bible reading is taken from Psalm 113. Psalm 113. And it starts with these words, "Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, you his servants. Praise the name of the Lord. Let the name of the Lord be praised, both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the place where it sets, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is exalted over all the nations, his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, the one who sits enthroned on high, who stoops down to look on the heavens and the earth? He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He seats them with the princes of his people. He settles the childless woman in her home as a happy mother of children." Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to sing another song this morning entitled, "Brother, Sister, Let Me Serve You. Let Me Be As Christ to You." We all have a responsibility to nurture the next generation, to nurture our peers, to nurture those who are older than us. We can all be an encouragement to one another. And this song reminds us, "Brother, sister, let me serve you. Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too." We're not to lord it over people, but we're to come alongside, to encourage each other. Let's sing this song. We'll sing the first three verses, please.
Thank you.
this third verse, fourth verse reminds us, I will weep when you are weeping. Never be afraid for the tears to fall. Sometimes we don't need to say words, but just to be with somebody there in the moment, to shed tears with them, it's important. When you laugh, I'll laugh with you. I will share your joy and sorrow till we've seen this journey through. Some people are going through really difficult journeys, and we need to stick with them through the joy and the sorrow. Let's sing these last three verses. Thank you. Now we're going to listen to the message that the band have prepared for us. God's children. Thank you. Thank you very much for reminding us of some of the words that go with those tunes. There was a poem that came out a while ago which says these words. No, not those words. Thanks. Okay. If children live with criticism, they learn to condemn. If children live with hostility, they learn to fight. If children live with fear, they learn to be apprehensive. And if children live with pity, they learn to feel sorry for themselves. If children live with ridicule, they learn to feel shy. And if they live with jealousy, they learn to feel envy. And if children live with shame, they learn to feel guilty. But if children live with encouragement, they learn confidence. If they live with tolerance, they learn patience. If they live with praise, they learn appreciation. And if they live with acceptance, they learn to love. If children live with approval, they learn to like themselves. If they live with recognition, they learn it's good to have a goal. And if children live with sharing, they learn generosity. If children live with honesty, they learn truthfulness. If they live with fairness, they learn justice. If children live with kindness and consideration, they learn respect. If children live with security, they learn to have faith in themselves and in those about them. If children live with friendliness, they learn the world is a nice place in which to live. What are we sharing with the next generation? What mark are we leaving on their lives? Well, I don't know about you, but my mother made quite an impression upon me. There are some things I like because my mother liked them. There are some things I hate because my mother liked them. I often say that I don't have a favourite colour. Because when I was growing up, my mother had a favourite colour, and it was the colour green. And so everything was green. The wallpaper, patterned wallpaper, was green. The carpet was patterned green. The bed covers, everything was painted green. She even dressed in green. Everything had to be green. And she loved it when I went to school, to my secondary school, because the uniform was green. She absolutely loved that. And so I don't have a favourite colour because it actually became an obsession for her. But I'm also grateful sometimes of some of the lessons that I learnt from my mother. And we're just going to play a clip. You may have seen it before. And you may have had your mother saying some of these things to you. And actually, truth be known, you actually find you saying them to your children. And you hear your mother's voice coming out. So let's listen to these two ladies as the mom song. Thank you.
Get him now, get him now, get up out of bed. Wash your face, brush your teeth, comb your sleepy head. Here's your clothes, here's your shoes, hear the words I said. Get him now, get up and make your bed. Are you hot, are you cold, are you wearing that? Where's your books and your lunch and your homework at? Grab your coat and your gloves and your scarf and hat. Don't forget, you gotta feed the cat. Eat your breakfast, the experts tell us it's the most important meal of all. Take a vitamin so you will grow up one day to be big and tall. Remember the orthodontist will be seeing you in 3 to 2 days. Don't forget your piano lesson is this afternoon, so you must play. Don't shovel, chew slowly, but hurry, the bus is here. Be careful, come back here, did you wash behind your ear? Play outside, don't play rough, would you just play fair? Be polite, make a friend, don't forget to share. Work it out, wait your turn, never take a dare. Get along, don't make me come down there. Clean your room, fold your clothes, put your stuff away. Make your bed, do it now, we don't have all day. Were you born in a barn, would you like some hay? Could you even hear a word I say? Get off the phone, don't sit so close. Turn it down, no texting at the table. No, my computer time tonight. Your iPod, my iPod, if you don't listen. so willingly. But right now, I thank you not to roll your eyes at me. Close your mouth when you chew, would appreciate. Take a bite, maybe two, of the stuff you hate. Use your fork, do not burp, or I'll set you straight. Can you eat the food I put up on your plate? Get an A, get the door, don't be smart with me. Get a grip, get in here, or I'll count to three. Get a job, get a life, get a PhD, get a dose of I. Don't care who started it, you're grounded until you're 36. Get your story straight and tell the truth for once, for heaven's sake. Then, before your friends jumped off a cliff, would you jump too? If I said it once, I've said it at least a thousand times before that. You're too old to act this way. It must be your father's DNA. Look at me when I am talking, stand up straight, or when you walk away. For everything and everything must be a friend.
Have you said some of those things to your children? Yes. And that's just one day. Tomorrow starts all again. But there are lots of things that we learn from each other. And we're going to just spend a little time in prayer, remembering mothers. And there's going to be some words that come up on a screen. And if you just join in where it's got the bolded letters. So let us remember. Let us remember those mothers who are at the beginning of the adventure, either expecting or have recently had a child in these early days. May they have courage in the changes and hearts full of love. Lord, hear our prayer. Let us remember those mothers who struggle with the task, those who feel overwhelmed by the responsibility, perhaps very young, or perhaps with a child who is difficult to care for. Lord, hear our prayer. Let us remember those mothers who are ill or frail, who struggle that they cannot do for those they love the things they once could. Lord, hear our prayer. And let us remember the children in the world, especially those who have lost their mothers or who have mothers that do not care as they should. Lord, hear our prayer. And finally, let us ask that the things of God would be born in us, that we would know the nurture and compassion of the God who created us and loves us passionately, tenderly, and completely. Help us to share God's love to all we love and care for. Oh, hear our prayer. And in these days, especially, as we've been seeing on our television screens, we think of those children and families that are being displaced at this moment in time. They've had to leave their homes, leave everything that they know. And we just ask, Lord, that we will continue to think and pray that they will find a place to lay their head, that they will find a family that can take them in, that can show them love. And we pray that it won't be too long before they're able to return. Although when we see on the television screen, we think of what they've got to return to at this moment in time. So our prayers are for those families at this moment in time. who are displaced. Amen. We're now going to listen to the message that the songsters have prepared. Thank you.
God's praise. Don't want to speak too long this morning because we want to be able to hand out flowers to the children to be able to give to their mums, and for those who are here to be able to give flowers to their mums, and for every lady in the place to take away a pot plant. So what we're going to share this morning, the psalm that we shared together said this, simply at the end, that God blesses the childless woman. He makes happy the mother of children. Praise the Lord. We have three children who are now in their 30s. And when we went to visit a few weeks ago, Tim and Charlotte, Israel and Aurora, it was a big surprise at 5:30 in the morning to have Aurora and Israel come running into the bedroom and jumping on the bed. And we said, oh, they brought toys for us to play with. Mummy and Daddy said we were to come into your bedroom, Grandma and Granda. and we would have been here for an hour, an hour and a half. So I said to Katrina, good luck, I'm going back to sleep. But children are exciting. So much potential in each and every child that we encounter. And actually, we have to take their education, their nurture very seriously. I find it upsetting that I hear too often people saying, I will allow them to learn about religion and faith when they're old enough. There's not one of us that would allow a child to wait until they're old enough to decide whether they were going to learn to read or write. And Scripture in the Old Testament teaches us, God instructs the adults of the people of Israel as they leave slavery, that they ought to pass on the stories of God's people to their children and their children's children. The stories of the work and the majesty and the miracles of God ought to be passed on lovingly to the next generation. And I think what's lovely, certainly about the Jewish faith, is actually it's celebrated first and foremost at home, in the family, on a Friday evening, around a meal. And as they eat and as they drink, they tell the stories of God and his encounter with his people. And if you look at the adults in Scripture and how they bless their children, I think it sets us an example and a challenge that we need to learn in this 21st century afresh. Jochebed. Do you know who Jochebed is? She's the mother of Moses. Pharaoh had passed a law 400 years after Joseph that all the male heirs of the Jewish nation are to be put to death at their birth. But Jochebed, the mother of Moses, was not going to have anything of it. She schemed and plotted and put into motion a plan by which her son might be saved, making a basket and placing it in the bulrushes where Pharaoh's sister found Moses. And Jochebed had her daughter watch over. And when Moses was discovered, his sister made arrangements for her mum to become the wet nurse of Moses. You see, families have to be protective of our children. We have to speak up when things are not right. We have to put into place protective measures when even the place where we live is not doing the things of God. Then I think of Hannah, a mum breaking her heart because she couldn't give birth to a child. She was one of two wives to her husband. And the other mother had a family and children. But Hannah went to the temple and prayed with her husband. And Eli thought she was drunk and told her off. For how often we jump to the wrong conclusions. And how Hannah explained her pain. And Eli sent her home and said, let's see what God does over this next 12 months. She dedicated her son Samuel to the service of God. You see, we need to protect our children. We need to dedicate our children, support our children. And then there's a young man by the name of Timothy, whose mum and grandmother influenced him. His father was not Jewish, but his mother and grandmother nurtured him in the faith. And when he came to experience Jesus Christ, he became under the influence of Paul the Apostle, who thanked God before Timothy's mother and grandmother. You see, families have to be instructive, not just protective, not just supportive, but instruct in the right ways. How many of us have learned things not just from our parents, but from those Sunday school teachers who took the time to teach us the stories of Jesus, the stories of the Old Testament? See, I remember a lady at my home called Marianne. She had three boys, a year between each of them. But I'm going to say Marianne was my army mother. She had quite a few of us lads come around on a Saturday morning. She made beautiful eggs and chips to die for. She would then encourage us, tell us off when we needed to be told off. Do this. Let me see if I've got it in here. Sorry, that's my wallet. Oh, better put that away before the wife finds that. Right. This is what Marianne would do. If she saw that you had... How many times have you had your face rubbed? Yeah. But these are the people we remember. You'll not remember many sermons, but you will remember the graciousness with which you were encouraged and loved and blessed and taught. And the people who did that for you. We were reminded yesterday afternoon of Ray Todd, who didn't speak much about his faith, but his life spoke into so many different people's lives. And I mention him because I never met the gentleman, but he had an influence. And I dare say there are people who are glad that you were alive, because you have had an influence upon people, no doubt. Some of that influence, I pray, will have been good and godly. And sometimes maybe it's not as godly as it could have been. See, one last thought. There's a man in the New Testament called Jairus, whose daughter was dying. He was the head of the local town council, a Jew by faith and conviction. And when his daughter was dying, he sought out Jesus. And I find Jairus so interesting, because I'm going to say, maybe it's the last of a generation that actually I abdicated responsibility of nurturing my children to my wife. I was too busy. If I could go back and relive some of it, I would. often the nurturing and the education fell to Katrina, while I felt I wanted to go and do other things that I felt were important. But for me, Jairus is a fine example. He comes to Jesus saying, "Jesus, I need to take you home. I'm glad you're here this morning. Thank you for coming to worship. But can I ask you, please, at the conclusion of this day's service, to take Jesus home with you? To allow him to live in your home." Jairus' daughter, I wonder what she thought when Jesus arrived and raised her from the dead. What did the community think? Jairus, the mayor of the town, took Jesus home. I hope many of us have had good, godly parents who have encouraged us, who've brought Jesus home. I have to say to you, for myself, I can't say that that was altogether true. When I was grown up, from the age of 10, I attended the Salvation Army, and my parents were in the Corps. But Jesus was left at the door as we left until next Sunday. It doesn't matter how fine we look in our smart uniforms, how sophisticated we think we are. If we're not taking Jesus home, then our families, our community, our nation, our world will not be changed. And how our world needs to be changed. We've witnessed things in the last month that we dreamt would never happen. Ordinary people like you and me, going about their ordinary lives, having to flee, looking for somebody to take them in. We need to take people in and to be family. So can I ask you, protect your family, support your family, instruct your family, be loyal, but above all, take Jesus home and allow him to transform your home. We're going to sing in reflection just before we hand out the flowers. A lovely song. I love singing this song for its words. But as we sing it this morning, I'd like us to think of the Ukraine. For me, it's a song that just reminds me of a part of a world that I've never visited, but whom I believe this song speaks into their situation. And I want God to move upon the people of the Ukraine and Russia. These are people who are family. They share a common heritage, and they need to know that they're not forgotten. So let's sing together, please. Thank you.
And dear Heavenly Father, we sometimes feel in some situations that there's not a lot that we can do. We feel helpless. And certainly when we're thinking of the situation in Ukraine and all that that entails for the neighbouring countries around. But Lord, we can bring this situation to you in prayer. And Lord, if we're asked to help in any way, then maybe we may be able to do that. But we think of our broken world. And sometimes, Lord, we can get so caught up in our own situations. But Lord, we know that you can bring healing to any situation. And so we pray for the brokenness in our own society, in our own town and surrounding areas at this time. And we pray, Lord, that in the areas where we can encourage, where we can have an effect, that, Lord, that we are strong enough to enable to step forward and to do that. But we thank you, Lord. We thank you that you created family. We thank you that right back in Genesis, we were told it was not good for man to be on his own. So you created woman. You created the family unit. You created nations. You created fellowships. And Lord, we are all part of either immediate family, part here of our church family, part of our community family. Help us in these days that whatever family we belong to, that we make sure that we are an encouragement and that we love and that we serve you. We thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, our time has come to an end here, but before we sing our final song, we are going to hand out the flowers. So I would ask if Kirsty would like to come and help me, and if any of the children, and we'll ask the children to come and to get your flowers and take them to your mums. And then if there's anybody else in the congregation, if your mum is here, then please come and collect a flower. But flowers will be given to all ladies today. So I'll just ask if we can have some piano music. And we just want to say thank you, although Carolyn's not here. Carolyn and David actually took these plants. They've had them in their house for 6 weeks, nurturing them, taking them out into the garden every day to have the sunshine on them, to water them, and then take them back in at night. I would have just gone and bought them the day before myself. But they've done that. They have nurtured them. And so as you take these flowers, please remember certainly Carolyn in these days, as she still comes to terms with the loss of her brother. But during this time, she has nurtured these for you. Thank you very much.
Yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me.
reminder that the Bible tells us, but we have to make sure that we continue to tell others so that they know that truth for themselves as well. Well, our final song this morning speaks about loss, but it also speaks about being found. When I was lost, you came and rescued me, reached down into the pit and lifted me. Oh Lord, such love, I was as far from you as I could be. You know all the things I've ever done. Oh my goodness, even my mother didn't know all the things I ever did. But Jesus' blood has cancelled everyone. Oh Lord, such grace to qualify me as your own. There is a new song in my heart. Shall we stand? I think there's two verses, so we'll go straight through, please. Thank you. Amen. And may we go out knowing that his love that he showers upon us can lift us, and we take it with us. Just to go on, as you go out today, there are some scones and jam and cream left over from yesterday. So along with your coffee and your tea, please do. And also, just a little advert here, just to say for the plants, if you want to take them home, I find that nappy sacks come in very handy because the plants fit in them lovely. And you've got a little carry handle. So if anybody wants to take a nappy sack to put your plant in to take it home with, it's just something that I think. So dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you today for your love. We do thank you that you love us, that we can read in your word. But help us, O Lord, to go out and to continue to serve you in our families and in our communities. We thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Good morning and God bless.